That time of year, when the moon hangs low and full and orange, when cold, dense fog clenches the earth, when parents tell children tales of witches and goblins, ghosts and vampires, WKMS and the middle school kids of Callaway County Public Library bring to you an original story of terror and suspense, of a dreadful monster that turns one slumber party into a nightmarish evening of fear and chaos, that twists the imagination toward the realm of the unknown. One would think that a night with a clown would be one filled with merriment and laughter, but not on this Night of the Franken-Clown. The night was Friday the 13th. A girl named Chloe, age 12, wearing a shirt that says, "Hollow what?" A delightful riff on the word Halloween, sets up Halloween decorations around the house while waiting for her friends to arrive. Jack-o'-lanterns on the front porch, a vampire statue in the entrance hall, cobwebs wrapped around the stairway banister. Mom was making dinner in the kitchen. Fridays were breakfast night, bacon, eggs, and pancakes, and Dad was working late. Chloe's friends, Kylie and Kendall, are expected to knock on the door any minute, and Chloe busied herself by placing tiny plastic spiders on the cobwebs.
It's Friday. The week is over. Just waiting for my girls to arrive so we can party all night. Get this Halloween started right in this big old house. Mom's cooking bacon, gonna make her special Halloween omelet, some pumpkin pancakes. We'll be stuffed until Thanksgiving.
That's Chloe's dog, Freddy, a beagle. More anxious than she about this particular evening. Dogs can often sense things their owners cannot, and Freddy knew that tonight something wasn't quite right.
Freddy, what are you doing? Don't pee on the couch again. Bad boy. Oh, it smells. Come here, boy. Down, boy. Let's take you outside to do that. You pee outside, not on the furniture, even though it's old and stinky. Hey, Mom, I'm taking Freddy outside. He had an accident on the couch.
Okay, Chloe. Oh my, this bacon is taking forever to cook.
The bacon sizzling in the pan flew into Mom's face.
Mom, look out!
Ah! Ow!
Did the bacon just hit you in the face?
I've had enough of this. I'm retiring to my bedroom for the rest of my life.
Chloe's mom stormed out of the room and up the stairs, leaving Chloe alone in the kitchen with her anxious dog and the frightful food cooking on the stove.
Okay, whatever. Thanks for making me finish this bacon. Freddy, you be a good dog out here and watch the zucchini in the garden. And don't pee on it.
Peering into the night sky, dark clouds rolled across the heavy moon. Wind whistled through tree branches, one scratching the siding of the house.
Oh, it looks like it might rain later. I'll be back soon to take you inside.
Back inside, Chloe confronted the stove. She turned off the heat and rolled up her sleeves, but never would have expected to see what she did upon looking into the pan.
Oh, the bacon! It's all burnt! Wait, does that spell D-I-E, die?
The bacon wheezed a loud hiss. A slam heard upstairs, and the kitchen began to quake.
Whoa, the kitchen is rattling.
Dislodging pots and pans hanging above the countertop.
Ow, that pan hit me in the head. Great, now I've got a lump on my head. My friends are late, and the bacon says die. What a night, this is turning out to be.
What's that? A knock at the front door.
What's up, girl?
What's going on?
Ready to get my party going.
Your hair looks fine.
So lovely.
It's Kylie and Kendall, Chloe's friends. Kendall, the sporty one, was dressed for a night of basketball, and Kylie, the bookish one, had on a t-shirt with a picture of an upside-down calculator that seemed to spell out, hello.
Do I smell bacon?
What's wrong with your head?
A pan fell on it like a minute ago.
What's that smell?
Freddy had an accident. Don't go into the living room.
Whatever, let's go upstairs.
For reals.
OMG, what's that outfit?
It's like Nike sweats and slides. Like, get some exercise and you'll know. We gonna shoot some hoops later?
My calculations predict a 90.93% chance of rain.
What does the fox say?
The girls head upstairs to Chloe's room to gossip and play games, careful as not to disturb the cobwebs on the banister. Now in Chloe's room, with posters of young pop stars artfully arranged on the walls, Kendall finds a magazine on the desk by the closet, while Kylie admires the large window facing the backyard.
Whoa, you've got a huge window in your room.
From which one might hear thunder rolling towards them, and see lightning crashing in the distance.
Is that a harvest moon?
What they didn't know.
What's a harvest moon?
And of course, there was no way of knowing.
It's when the moon is big and orange, basically.
Who, or what? That lightning was soon to bring.
Whoa, look at that lightning. The storm is really starting to get here.
Let me see, open the curtains more.
Lightning cut across the window, and rain crashed against the glass. For that brief, infinitesimal second, a hulking greenish figure with a face ghost white and sneering, a grin too wide to be human, and teeth like rusted nails, hair wild and red, and huge bolts plugged into its neck. There it stood with Freddy, the beloved family pet, in its sickening grasp. Its putrid laugh was that of a bicycle horn. And in the same second, it was gone.
Did you see that?
What was it?
It looked like a clown or a Frankenstein.
I think he had Freddy.
Where'd he go?
Guys, I'm freaking out.
Wait, we're on the second floor. I think this might be a good time to tell you. Earlier when my mom was cooking bacon, the bacon said die.
What do you mean it said die?
Like in the pan, it was all arranged and said die. What do you mean, what do I mean?
And there upon Chloe's bed sat Freddy, the beagle, soaking wet from the rain.
Freddy, how did you get in here? Ew, you're soaking wet. Get off my bed.
Did someone let him in?
Mom did, I guess. Let's go ask her.
What will the girls find in Mom's room at the end of the hall? What answers to the madness of this evening's turn to terror lie in restless wait? Will they again encounter the menacing creature of the darkness? If only dogs could talk. Stay tuned, for we'll soon return to this, the Night of the Franken-Clown.